You like max out on the computer every time you're talking to the microphone.
I know.
Just a
I like the Q9 guys. Don't listen to them, Q9. Because you know, when I was talking about that mob of people that follow me, it's literally only garbage men. So
love garbage.
That's
men.
Right, you
They
two.
Must enjoy listening to tapes on Sony Walkmans as they pick up trash every weekend.
Oh, don't. They can't listen to Sony Walkmans. They don't know how to use them. I used to like gauge if I wanted to date you if I heard like that. You know that dumb noise that Italians make? They go, ooh. Like if I heard that was like my mating call.
The song of the sirens?
Yeah, like
ooh. Do they have like dead body stories?
No, they're idiots, these guys. I knew one guy that found a couch full of cocaine and he turned it in. Yeah, that's
why?
How I knew I was never going to be with
take
him.
Take it. Sell it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, why?
You would have made it. You said, give me that couch of cocaine, and you can take that July time frame for
no,
me.
No, fuck that. I'd
be there
drugs.
In fucking May.
That's my only thing. I don't do drugs. I don't even drink coffee. It makes me a little crazy.
A little.
Yeah. It makes my heart palpitate. So I don't think that I'd be good with the cocaine, since I can't really 100% do the coffee.
I think
yeah. you have to master the coffee.
Coffee's a gateway drug.
Right.
So
you have to master
careful.
Coffee. I'm actually 100% sober. I don't smoke, no nicotine, no caffeine, no
straight
alcohol.
Straight edge for life.
I'm pretty
pills.
Straight edge, yeah.
If you want to drink white guy pills.
I don't do pills. I don't do anything. Like sometimes I take birth control. I mean, that's like my drug, I guess, of choice. I don't sniff it. I just take
this
it.
This is
like,
how old I am.
You would sort it up guys' cocks?
I would if it would guarantee, you know, like more birth control protection.
Oh, you're hilarious.
I'll take two birth controls a day if.
This is how old I am, by the way. I take birth control.
How old are you?
I take birth control pills, not for birth control, but because I have a fucking cyst on my ovary.
Oh, me too. That's
like,
how
that's
sad
how it started.
Is that? I mean, you know.
Somebody's like, you're still taking birth control, but like, yeah,
listen,
it's not
main,
for sex. Like,
main
don't worry
reason
about that.
Is ovaries, and then side effect, you could take loads. You know what I mean? Like, that's that's just like the little, that's a perk.
But be careful. My buddy's in this kid in college,
and
high school.
You're not talking to me, but go ahead.
Yeah, his girlfriend said she had cysts on ovaries too, blew a load in her, and he had an oopsie fucking middle of her senior year.
No,
so,
no,
yes.
That's not a
yes.
true story.
It's a most
but you know,
it's
but
not
you
Ron McGuire, call in.
I know, but that's in high school. That's what I'm saying.
It's high school,
like, my fucking reproductive system is like the opening scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
it's like just fucking cobwebs. And
my
like,
personality
and
really
spikes, like
a
Bengali, a Bengal tiger pit.
Get out of here. I guess
my personality is keeping me pretty baby free these days. it's going to be fine. No, but I don't think that's true because my gynecologist, every time he gives me a sonogram for my cyst, I always.
Does he laugh at hilariously when he gives you a sonogram?
I love him so much. He's like my favorite person in the
world.
It's
like the best sex.
He's so great. He lubes me up way too much, though.
Is it a vaginal?
It's a vaginal. It's an internal sonogram, and I always say, like, is anyone in there?
Now batting, the shortstop, number two, Derek Jeter.
There's no one in there ever. And I said, like, I always, he's like, why do you ask me that you're on birth control? And I'm like, well, because you hear these crazy stories. And he's like, no, it's total bullshit. These girls that have these crazy stories are not taking their birth control ever.
I know, they lie,
that's
and they're fucking pregnant
and
3 months.
And
they're like, I
right.
have no idea.
I didn't know. You know what it is? It's like that show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to call it Fatty Doesn't Pay Attention.
Someone's doing lines from our act right now.
No, it's true though. It's true. No,
I believe yes. that.
How do you not know you're pregnant?
Listen to next month's Safe Word podcast where we interview Tracy Carnazzo's gynecologist.
Oh my god, I love him, Dr. Cousins. If you're listening, I
Cousins
love you so much.
Is
Cousins. Cousins. Yeah, he looks like Santa Claus. He's my favorite person in the whole world. And if I ever make it,
a gynecologist like Cousins,
no,
he looks like Santa Claus on top
he's
of
so
it.
So great, he's my savior. I like to thank him because I feel like he made everything possible. You know, without him, who would I be? No one. You know.
Okay, there you go.
Dr. K, I love you.
I'm just all right.
I'm gonna make him listen. My dentist comes to my show sometimes too.
Does he charge a copay too?
Every hour.
Is he rooting for your dating life to get whiter as well?
Tracy, I lost my wristwatch in there the last time I was there. Can you fucking date a white guy, get that fucker back out?
The ladies that I go for a laser hair removal.
Oh, I love this part.
This is
what we talked about for 30 fucking minutes at the show, her laser hair removal.
Oh, yeah, no, this is like
go.
A part of my life. So, so I'm going now. I've actually expanded it. I was just doing Brazilian bikini, which is your asshole and, you know, the front and the back. And now I'm
But you don't like it licked.
No, but you have to. Why?
Then why would you laser?
Oh, just leave your asshole hair grow free and.
But if you don't, but I mean, it's like having a Corvette but never driving it past 50 miles an hour.
No, it's like wearing a wedding dress with Converse shoes. Like, you don't do that.
Exactly. Don't you do doggy? Like, no one sees your asshole?
So, I'm blonde, but go on.
I mean, listen, I'm blonde too. that's why we're having such a problem.
Does it look like a large spider got caught in a trap there? Down
no,
there?
I'm literally blonde. And that's the problem. That's why we're having such a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm literally blonde. That's
why could you just dye your anal hair and look like a...
No, I don't know why. No,
like a brown recluse spider in there?
My pubic hair is very, very light. So now I've...
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you all about it. I'll show you what I got. so now I've expanded to legs and underarms. Now, like, I'm just trying to be totally hairless. I'm trying to be, you know, who I want to be.
Caitlyn Jenner? Sans the dick.
Listen, she's
an Adam's apple.
She's got what is she like a size 5? Like I wouldn't throw it away. I'll take it.
That would get you a white guy status really quick.
I'll take it. No, but the woman said, you know, they were like looking at me, and I was like, oh, I want to get like some fillers in my face because my eyes are very, very, you know, sunken and hollow. And they were like, no. You know what you should get? You should get like, you know, a little Botox here, a little Botox. And like by the time I left there, I was feeling so terrible about myself. And then the next time, you know, the woman was outside, and she's like, you know, we do vaginal rejuvenation. And I didn't know if it was like a dig at me because she had just lasered.
Does it look like a bunch of like stage curtains down like, there? Is that why they said that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I have like
what's
a
vaginal. Oh.
Like, I'll show you a picture later.
Is it like an octopus trying to swim upstream?
No, it's all closed. You know what I mean? Like, so I'll show. Like I said, I'll show you.
When I hear vaginal rejuvenation, I imagine like a pep rally at like one of those elevation churches. Where it's like hands
you
up,
can
like
do
you
it.
Raise me up.
People faking seizures.
Yeah, exactly.
Little life.
I feel like we're just taking Tracy's entire like life right now and just trying to incorporate how she can use the positives to find more white men. That's not where I think it's where
she has a job. That's one.
I do have a job. That's
and an apartment.
You have a very neat vagina area.
I do.
They're just trying to upsell you because they know they.
I know, but you know what? You still wonder. As much as you know that, you still wonder, and it's like, do I have a sloppy vagina?
No. Well, if
is
it's
it
falling
is it like a
does it look like Richard Nixon's chin down there?
Like, does it look like it's a slopopotamus?
Slopopotamus.
I don't know, but I don't think it is. I'm gonna show you guys. Hold on.
Wow.
We're gonna.
This is the first time we've seen vagina on the show.
It is. We'll put this on our Facebook fan page for anyone to see.
Let's. Right there in the corner as you're listening to this.
Don't try to find it through your text. I'm scared we'll find a black dick pop out in there in a minute now. That's one thing.
A brown baby arm.
It's awkward, by the way, when you're like, your friend's like, oh, let me show you a picture. And then you kind of look over their shoulder and you're like, okay, there's your husband. My friend used to show me her husband's dick all the time. I'm like,
I like to see dick pics, though.
Not her husband.
I'll see anyone's. I'll take a look.
I see what you're playing with.
Right. I like to know.
I'm
going to
feel the need to send out, like, a good dick pic.
You want me to take
and even
for
knowing
you?
What a good dick pic is, because I feel
I'm
like...
Gonna, I'm going to help you.
I feel like the best
look
dick
at her vagina and
might be,
see how she is.
Might be
at
half mass. The best dick pics are at half mass, right?
No.
They're not
no,
fully
erect. No, fully erect.
Is it fully erect?
Yeah.
Now, do you have to have a remote control in there for scale as well?
You have to have something for scale.
Right.
I don't care what it is.
No.
You have to have something for scale if you're going to send a dick pic.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you
have
should
to
be smart and make it look bigger.
I've been told.
That is so fucking douchey, though.
Cologne spring bottle. Everyone knows how big it is. Put it next to your penis. And then, when I get your dick pic, I could take my Cologne spring bottle and be like, oh, it goes up to the label. That's not terrible. That's how it works.
Wow. I feel like she's at the dick whisperer right now.
I am. I'm going to help you.
Cesar Milan's retarded cousin.
This is like pictures of steak
and
my vagina.
Steak! Vagina.
Is that what you call your vagina? Steak? Here's my steak.
She sees Cesar at the family reunion every couple years. Cesar doesn't talk to her, though. they make small talk.
How's your business? Great. How's yours? Still not on TV yet.
Thank you, Dr. K.
Yeah. Do you like your vagina?
Yeah, I love mine. How do you feel about yours?
I don't like mine.
Why don't you like
your vagina?
Is it an Audi?
I don't know.
Does it look like a party favor to sneeze out?
Honestly, yes. How perfect is that?
That's a nice vagina.
It's nice.
That looks like an Italian hero right there.
They're trying to upsell you. Do not listen to that.
It's fine. It's like perfect. Like, I don't even think it's pornographic.
No.
Like, I would tell your wife.
No, it's
it looks like you do.
Yeah,
like, I want to. Look, I just made sure she's judged.
I think that one, somebody asked me to send them a picture.
Oh, that's perfect. Right? That's a perfect vagina.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's neat. Wait,
that's like an 18-year-old pussy right there.
Thank you. So, oh, right? My God.
It does look like an 18-year-old pussy.
Thank you.
You know what? It looks like the diagram on the Tampax.
Oh, my
inserts.
God. Thank You're you so much. Right. I made that myself.
And now, a like... Safe Word Podcast first. Vagina comparisons. Monica Vito?
I don't have any pictures.
Well, the bathroom is right there and your camera's in your phone, so we'll see you in five.
Why don't you like your vagina?
I don't know.
What do you feel?
Does it look like turkey slices in the sun on a July afternoon?
Okay, can we stop?
I love analogies.
I just want to tell you, there is a seat for every ass, okay?
Oh, no. Let me tell you, I am currently getting text messages from somebody that I've stopped fucking now 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Still requesting.
They love it.
Well, why are you still responding?
I'm not really.
You are, actually.
Of course, we don't respond. We like these.
No, attention. Well, because we were, like, together for, like, 8 years. I don't... But honestly, like, there have... Like, my point is just that I know... I don't want to say I don't like it. She's my girl. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like...
Just met you. Not just met you, but I just met
you. I just met you today.
No. I met you a month ago.
Chick goes, you know what? That's my history there. That sliver right there.
No,
that was Cedar Rapids 2009. Tell a story,
it's
and I think Monica's vagina is still
it,
very
is
much like post prom.
It's like the age vibe.
You're an Audi. Like, what is the problem?
No, there's. I
what do you wish? What do you
no,
wish?
No. Here's the thing.
If you had one vagina,
let her talk.
Different. And the funny thing is like, like guys will see dick in the locker room.
Right, you don't take a look inside.
Right, right. Like boobs you see.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And then, but then, like, yeah. And so I've just always been very, I don't know. It's very...
I think that's why I'm so open about it, because 4 years in a locker room where you're the token white guy, man, it does something to you. You know, I've seen boomerangs left and right.
Boomerangs!
I overrated, though.
I was like, just to let you know he's there.
I've seen some dick where I was like,
I've been for the Aborigines? Jesus Christ.
It's funny though, man. Like dicks, man. Some dicks, you got straight dicks,
dicks
and then you
man.
Got. There is some. I mean, Jesus Christ. You ever see a boomerang cock?
You gotta be open to it.
I'm a slight curve. I'll be straight with you guys. I'm a slight curve.
You look like a
slight
curve.
Wait, but are you
upward,
side
upward,
or
up?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like
I know she doesn't complain about that at all.
That's fantastic.
It's always due north in my household.
It's
yeah, it does. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Which way when to go? I'm on top. I'm like, okay, again.
That's it. You look like a boomerang. You look like a.
It's a.
I understand.
It's like a smile.
Are you
face.
Drawing it? Oh, you're just crossing things out. Oh.
No pun intended.
She's just pretending.
All right. So Monica,
anyhow,
she's being very, very coy about her vagina talk.
We'll talk about that.
Does it look like a turkey waddle?
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just saying, like, I don't. I am jealous of women who are just like, here are my vagina pictures.
But when you got it, flaunt it. That's what I say. I mean, that's a fucking...
No.
I think a nice, tough vagina, one little sliver of roast beef hanging off the middle, that shows you got some personality, but you show your crazy side. And
you
can
recognize it in a lineup.
But I like that, because that looks like brand new off the fucking shelf. Like, the plastic just came off. I'm like, that is a fucking ready to be fucked.
That is a 2016
yes,
brand
yes.
new vagina.
All the bells and whistles.
It's
luxury
fantastic.
Edition.
It's fantastic.
I appreciate
Please,
it.
Don't right, do anything.
Let's take the women off the hook here for a second.
Not
Sam Mushman, have you ever had a vagina this, you're like, oh, man. But you're not going to turn it away because you're there. Like you're pot committed. You're all in.
Oh, 100%. And
does that happen?
Yes. I've been there. I'm like, oh, boy.
But wait, what?
I'll give my story and you give yours then. So mine, this goes back to the only...
Is this going
to
make me feel bad about my
vagina? No, this is going to make you feel better. It's gonna make,
you'll feel good about your vagina after the story.
I guarantee you will. This is the only Puerto Rican chick I've ever banged.
So the entire nation is going down for this one girl. Go on.
No. I'm not blaming all Puerto Rican women's vaginas
on her.
I'll
get him back. Don't worry. I'll get him back.
Yeah, he will. That's Sam's forte right there. That's his wheelhouse.
I got the PR.
So we're making out. It's a lot of heavy petting on the outside of the clothing. Then I go down for the kill. And right as I go in her pants, and she kind of grabs my wrist and kind of pulls it back a little bit. I'm like, oh, she's shutting me out. And she's like, let me get the lights. I'm like, all right. And then she gets her clothes. Now we're completely naked. And we're just going to town. My hand goes back down there just to get the fucking fire restarted. And she's like, no. I got something else in mind. Then she starts blowing me. I'm like, all right, well, this is a nice, pleasant detour here.
Yeah.
And then, again, so... She's done blowing me, and then I'm like, all right, let's go back for the third time. She's like,
wait,
no.
She's done blowing you like you came?
Yeah. And then it's like 10 minutes later. I'm cutting all the fucking boring parts out.
Selfish.
Yes. Well, no.
I'm kidding.
So then we're going, it's all right, so then get the fire back started up again, and she cuts me off. She's like, no, I just want to get fucked. I'm like, all right, well, I don't do requests, but all right, just this once. Just kidding. So then she fucking, she lays on back, and then again, the lights or whatever, and let's see what's going on. She's like, no. So I'm on top, and she then puts her hands over her fucking pussy like this.
So you can't see it.
Exactly. The minute I go in, I'm like, am I like fucking a loaf of bread here? I'm like, what is it? Felt weird. So when we were done, it looked like a big pile of stage curtains were stuffed in her pants. Like there was so much superfluous skin.
Yeah,
she was just like, I'm very conscious about my fucking pussy.
What happened to it?
Like 10,000 bees stung her down there. It was just so much extra skin. It was like you're trying to fight your way through the fucking to get inside. It was that
she
much.
She should have owned it.
Well,
owned it.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is too much.
Well, you should have left it. There's even porn about that.
That was too much. It's too much.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. Like,
That's too much. Too much meat.
The blowjob. That's what you should have done.
Well,
why were you still there? I don't understand.
I'm good. See you later.
I mean, again, I was pot committed. I was like, all right. I said I have to bang you're Puerto Rican, so let's just get that notch on the out of the way there.
First of all, I don't know what it is about Puerto Ricans, but I've had the same type of Puerto Rican. Also, I've had other Puerto Ricans that are nice and well put together, but I think the worst vagina you could have, and you know, I forget the ethnicity, this chick was definitely biracial. The worst vagina I call a sneak attack vag, right?
Okay.
Now, in a sneak attack vag, it's a very simple concept. They must tuck that shit in before they go to work
it's
in the morning.
Like he's because coaching us. All right, guys, gather around. All right, let's talk about the sneak attack.
I take a pants off, and it looks to be a pretty normal, you know, solid new age, you know, crystal clear vagina. I'm looking at. I start going down because I'm a giver, you know, and I'm not gonna go in there until she's one or two orgasms deep. When you're in your first encounter with a girl, you gotta show out,
right.
You gotta show out.
Ding.
So I'm sitting there going down on her, and all of a sudden I felt it in my mouth that there were just flaps were coming out of the woodwork. It was like creatures just peeling out of, and it was a sloppy vag.
Was it like the Play-Doh maker and where like, you push it through and it just starts spouting out of the side?
Like, and like, you're pot committed, I'm pot committed. Right. The only difference is this vagina's in my face. Right. And I just kept, it was just kind of like, I felt like I was just making out with like an old man's chin for like 15 minutes. And it was brutal. Brutal. And that was what I like to call my one and only encounter with a sneak attack badge. It's a very scary
moment.
From now
on, you should open it up and unroll everything.
Like a Christmas present.
But Tracy, how am I supposed to know that? Like,
I have a question. Have you guys ever had, like, okay, fine, so lips, we got that. Like, nothing superfluous. But have you ever had, like, just a fucking clit that looks like a baby penis? Have y'all ever had that?
Not that big, but like, I mean, some of like, not abnormally large, but larger, but not enough for my, oh my God, you know, it doesn't look like a...
It's like you didn't turn around and say, like, you do me now.
I mean, if one would be so inclined to...
I'm going to take a dick. It's going to be a little
one. It's going to be a tiny little lady dick.
If I ever go to prison, this is a good round one practice.
You know what's crazy, though? Have you, and I assume the answer is no, but have you ever been with a trainee?
Never.
I have. I never.
No!
I never had sex with her. I actually went on a couple dates with her.
Did she have a penis?
I didn't know. See, and that's the thing. I still wonder. Because I met her at Brass Monkey, this little nightclub in Tribeca, right? And she, I'm going to be real.
Brass Monkey. I remember
I remember the combination. Half Colombian, half Filipino. I'm going to be real. She was the baddest chick in the club.
Yeah.
It was the baddest thing in the club.
And I go there, and
we exchange numbers. We end up hanging out. Next time, third date, I go to her apartment. We're drinking on her couch. We're making out, all that kind of stuff. And then... You could tell she was always like taking her time with taking her pants off now for obvious reasons. The next day she told me, she's like, so I need to ask you a question. Like, you know, how open minded are you?
And I'm like,
Camille, I'm totally open minded, of course, which the name makes too much sense. But then she goes, well, how do you feel about trans girls? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, so.
Like trans fat?
Yeah, exactly. She was like, I was like, does that mean you have a penis? And she just responds to me in a text. She goes, big clit with a winky face. So now that's where I want to know.
Yeah,
like,
she had the penis. She had the penis.
So she's got a dick, but now my question is, like,
she been standing up?
She said she was getting a surgery on it later, and we obviously didn't keep seeing each other. Well, but I
bet she sucks a mean dick.
I kept talking to her, just never really, like, I kind of lost my overall intensity to, you know, like, go out of my way to hang out with her. But I kept talking to her. But
that's a good reason why,
you know. Does it? What does it look like when it's done? Is it always going to be like a little
remnant
of what was
there?
No, and apparently
they have fantastic sex because
these are ball skin as a
yeah. So like as a so tissue, like yeah. Unlike a real woman because we get screwed on everything. like you know, everybody actually has a cavity there apparently, and if I'm wrong, fuck you. I don't care, WebMD. But I'm drunk too, so whatever.
Yeah.
But
we'll see that vagina picture in 10 minutes for sure.
Prosecco,
please.
No, like, everybody apparently has some sort of cavity there. So basically, they like re-engineer the plumbing, and then they take like all that skin that is all sensitive, all
and they
nerve
put it inside,
endings,
right?
And they basically tuck it inside. Now. Whereas like a always female vagina. There, you know, you have your G-spot, and then, like, I guess maybe the outer part has, like, nerve endings, but not the whole vagina has nerve endings and is sensitive. So, apparently, these folks have some phenomenal sex. So, once again, we're screwed.
I watched on HBO when they had the transgender strippers in Hawaii, and the one stripper was Barbecue.
God, those trainees have some fucking creative names, don't they?
Her vagina was beautiful.
Was it?
It was really beautiful. I think they have. I mean, if you're going to go to a store and pick out your vagina, you're going to pick the nicest one. So
that's
how
I feel about.
I would like if you got like if your penis fell off right now, right, and you had to go to the penis store and pick one, you'd pick the best one. You wouldn't be like, oh, I want one just like my old little curved one. You know, you would want.
I don't know. I'd pick one that would look kind of like my own because then I feel like I have another man's penis on me, and that's just weird.
Right.
You know? You don't want that.
That is weird.
Well,
you're white. You have a black penis. That's
not
totally
even.
Us.
But even like
I don't want six more veins that are sticking out. I'm ready to blow a load. Than
yeah,
I
but you
to
pick
do.
Out. You
like
pick
I have a straight penis.
It.
So if me and Kevin Goatee traded penises, I would be a little. Oh my bad. Like if me and Kevin Goatee traded penises, I'd be a little freaked out at first having a little curve in the end,
right.
Like a popper. I'm like, oh, there
like
you go.
Coming back at
like,
you.
Like, good morning. Like, he's staring at you. I would. I mean, you must have had to get used to that as a kid, man.
Yeah, it's all he knows, though. You never had a different penis, right?
No. It's not Mr. Potato.
Well,
Henry,
that
the
one
chain
time
bars.
In Las Vegas.
And my asshole was filthy.
That's a great callback.
The morning boner. I was going to say, because, I mean, it's hard enough for me in the morning. You got, like,